This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
All right, welcome to the weekly pep talk with my mom. This is like a little 5 minute something, a little piece to like get your mind right, right? And we do it every Sunday. It gets released before you go to bed, hopefully. And something you can listen to either Sunday night as you're getting ready for bed or maybe Monday morning to kind of get your mind right for the week. Today is going to be a little different because I'm going to hop on here. My mom and I are having actually a pretty serious conversation, and I thought this might be of interest, as here it is, the weekend 20th anniversary of September the 11th. And mom, I really struggled this weekend with it.
Yeah.
I think harder than other years. I mean, I think anniversaries of anything always kind of make things harder. And I don't know why that is. I don't know why, like, the 19th year didn't seem as intense as the 20th year, you know?
Right. Yeah.
But something about this year, did you feel the same way?
Oh, it was so heavy. It was so heavy. And I could only watch pieces of the documentaries or the newscast about it because it just really gripped at my heart this year. And I think that it has something to do with the fact that we're all somewhat heart sick already.
Yeah.
Because of what we've been through with this pandemic. And we've all lost so much.
Right.
You know, I mean, no one during this pandemic has not suffered loss to some degree.
Right. And I was reading a study last week too, talking about how that's exactly what, I mean, the therapists are saying the same thing, is that just because everything else is so heightened right now, you almost have to expect your feelings to be a little harder right now. Just because of the situation going on in the world, right? So I definitely felt it. I don't know if you did, but I definitely felt it harder than previous years.
Yes, I did too. You know, in the past, I've been able to watch those documentaries, but of course, there was a lot more on the news and Netflix and everywhere else.
Did you watch the Netflix documentary?
I watched it for about 15 minutes and then I just, I just couldn't do it. And the gut-wrenching stories of all those people that had survived it, which were just miraculous that they had survived it, but, you know, how it was still so close and just still the grief and the sadness.
How do you have faith during hard times? And you can use faith here however you want. I'm sure my mom did this solo. It'd be about Jesus and God. But I think faith can be used in a lot of different ways. You can have faith that there will be better days. Mm-hmm. You can have faith in whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. But faith in positivity. If you want to say God, if you want to say Jesus, if you want to say Allah, universe, if you want to say the universe, how do you have faith that everything is working in your favor? Which is kind of what we are taught to believe, no matter what your background is in spirituality, is that literally everything happens for a reason.
Mm.
So the question for my mom today, and here we are 5 minutes in, we don't even get to the point yet, is how do you have faith on hard days? Mm-hmm. Like, how can I look at September the 11th and be like, yep, I'm glad that happened because, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that it all happens for a reason. Nah. And you can take any tragedy in the recent future. But mom, you obviously have a background in Christianity. So how do you keep your faith on hard days?
Well, I always trust that God's hand is in everything, good or evil. And I do believe that God can use all things for good. I believe that in my heart. I've seen it in my own life of going through, you know, the loss of my family members and, you know, other times in my life that
September 11th, obviously. You can use any example in your own life and almost wonder the same thing.
Yes.
So how do you do it? How do you keep your faith then? Like, okay, you say everything, you know, God's got his hands on everything. Well, how do you explain that on good days? Oh, yeah, God's looking after me.
Yeah.
You know?
You just have, for me, I can say, dear God, I know I don't understand it. It's incomprehensible to me, but help me to believe that you are there and that all will be well. You know, that's a little prayer that I pray to myself, and it gives me strength. It gives me strength to believe in something bigger than myself, something greater than myself, which for me, of course, is God.
Yeah.
And that gives me courage and strength to carry on.
Right.
And to believe in my heart that better days are ahead.
Yeah. Well, there's something for you to think about if you're going through a hard time, or maybe having a hard time with this, just digesting the news of the memories of the weekend. Mm-hmm. Hopefully this is a nice little safe place for you to come to that you took something from. And that's what we call this weekly pep talk. So we will see you back here for regular shows starting tomorrow. And hope you have the best night ever. That's it, Mama. Love you.
Love you forever.